Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Big moments or small moments? They all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
We're heading up to Buffalo, where we find Omar Kelly of the Miami Herald. Omar, good morning. I know your travel was not smooth up to Buffalo, but we're all here this morning.
Yeah, I'm good, man. I don't complain about coming to Buffalo. I do complain about coming to Buffalo, but that's just the norm. Not one of my favorite places to be. However, the weather is wonderful right now, and that's not something that I could say about Buffalo often.
Good. So we erased the narrative of the cold weather thing, at least here today. They do play a good team in the Bills, Omar. They are heavy underdogs. What can you tell us as we get set for this one here tonight? What can you tell us injury-wise as far as who is in and who is out as we go into this Thursday night football game?
Yeah, I think we need to start with Benito Jones, who was a nose tackle. The reason I start with Benito Jones is because Benito is a very formidable, important defensive lineman who helps you kind of keep your 3-4 defense intact. So he didn't play last week on an oblique injury. We saw some rookies come in, pretty much struggle a little bit. And he's questionable for the game, but I expect him to play. Ife Melifonwu with a calf injury, he is out. That's something that surfaced last week. That's going to force Ashton Davis and Dante Trader Jr., a rookie, to step up and elevate their level of contribution. Aaron Brewer, who suffered a hip injury last week, he's definitely playing. That if you had lost him, that would mean you're down three of your starting five offensive linemen, which is never a good spot. Jalen Wright has cleared to play, so it looks like he'll be active for the game. Same thing with Ethan Bonner, who's been sidelined with a hamstring injury. He looks like he'll be active for the game. And Jalen Waddle has a shoulder injury. He's questionable for the game. I've watched Jalen do his stem treatment in the locker room. I think he's fine. I think he's going to be playing. So now will he be 100%? Probably not. He probably won't be 100% for the entire season. But let's just hope that the shoulder heals.
Dolphins, Omar, 11.5-point underdogs in this game. Obviously, the vibes are not very positive in South Florida right now. But if you were going to draw up what a Dolphins upset victory would look like tonight, what has to happen for Miami to pull this off and get their season on track?
Very, very easy recipe for you. Be stout at the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball. Offense and defensively. That means run the ball effectively, protect your quarterback. And defensively, that means stopping the run. And I don't know if I want to harass Josh Allen, but it'll be nice to force him off his spots, rush him a little, get a little couple of takedowns. Josh Allen's going to do what he's going to do. I mean, there's nothing you could do to stop him, except break his nose, which they did last week.
That didn't stop him either, though. So
nope.
That didn't stop him either. To me, turnovers will be the key to the game. If you give Buffalo extra possessions, you're in trouble. And Miami probably needs some extra possessions in order to keep up the score. Obviously, they can't have a ton of penalties, can't have a ton of missed assignments and miscommunications. And I'd love to see Tyreek, go off again. Tyreek is the key to this offense being back to top 10 status. And even, I love the way Tua said, basically, Tyreek, I'm going to come to you. Whether or not they got you covered, you make it right. And that really is how they won in 2022 and 2023. And I think you need to go back to it.
Omar Kelly here with us on QAM. Omar in Buffalo for Thursday Night Football here this evening. Omar, I got to just, I know you know what people are thinking, what people are talking about out there. Is it possible if this goes very poorly that there are changes made and it's going to be a long week here for the Dolphins heading into that that Monday night game? Is it possible there are changes made if this thing goes very poorly tonight?
I think that it definitely is possible. However, I don't expect it. Unless we're looking at a 40-point loss, and it's very clear and evident that the team has quit on them, I don't think we're going to be seeing the changes get made, because I don't know how changes make it better before it makes it worse. And this, even if it's an 0-3 start, the season is still not over. But you have to go into the home game against the Jets, a team you'll probably be favored to sort of evaluate where you are as a team compared to what your peers. The reality is, and I know Buffalo's in your division, they're not your peer. They're not your peer. They're really just your daddy. Josh Allen has been whooping up on you for years. Yes, you've beaten him a couple of times, twice to be in fact, but he's pretty much dominated the Dolphins his entire career. And I don't see anything stopping him from doing that right now, because the defense hasn't even found their flow yet. But if you have an embarrassing poor performance against the Jets the following week, the next week on Monday Night Football, then I think it's time to pull the plug. And make changes. But the biggest issue I have with making changes is people have this belief that Anthony Weaver is going to take over as a defensive coordinator. I mean, as the head coach, and his defense is struggling probably a little bit more than the offense right now. His defense is the one is the unit that's probably playing less under expectations, and has less justification. There are a couple of key injuries on offense that are impacting how they're performing. The defense doesn't have that same excuse. I mean, unless you count Ethan Bonner and Storm Duck as key injuries, and I don't, because the two guys that replaced them are more proven, more accomplished, and more talented cornerbacks. So
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well, everything.
From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices. at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We're sitting here and expecting to elevate a guy whose unit is part of the problem. And I'm like, how much sense does that make? Now, who's to say it couldn't be Studsville, who's already been an interim coach when he took over for Denver, or Bevel, who was an interim coach in Jacksonville, or, you know, or you can give it to the tight end coach. I forgot what his name is, but more than likely, Steve Ross is going to name the guy who's got the brightest future, or the guy that can rally the troops and injects confidence into the team. And that would be Anthony Weaver. But the truth of the matter is, it's not going to fix or solve your problem. It's probably just going to make your team worse.
Well, that might be the idea at this point, Omar, but I got to ask you about this, because we still have people that are all on board with Tua, like 100% in. They think he's the guy. It's just the fact that they didn't put an offensive line around him. They got a bad coach in Mike McDaniel, who doesn't do him any favors, even though I think Mike McDaniel saved his entire career. But people that are on this board, on this thing here, that like Tua is the guy.
Yeah,
I would argue, Omar, that Tua has shown, even with the offensive line struggles, he has shown that he lacks a lot of skills that are necessary to succeed in this. I think he even admitted as much, that he can't do half of what Josh Allen can do, and yet you paid him like Josh Allen. So where do you stand on Tua at the moment, Omar? Is it the fact that we just haven't we've done him so much of a disservice here that he can't succeed? Or, is he the guy? We just don't know.
We're having a rough patch of the season. If you want to argue that Tua is not good, based on what you've seen in two games, then I guess we're going to ignore his entire career, which is fine. Tua has the Dolphins with Tua since 2020 have the 10th best record in the NFL. You know, you could say whether good or bad. Since 2020, Dolphins have the 10th best record. With Tua as the starting quarterback since 2020, the Dolphins have the 6th best record in the NFL. Say whether it was Tua or whether it was the defense, you know, the one thing that I've always found very disappointing about football fans is, no matter what's going on, especially the simple ones, everything comes back to the quarterback. Everything is always the quarterback's fault, because it's easy to talk about the quarterback, because that's the aspect of the game everybody thinks they know and everybody thinks they understand. If I'm going to name Tua, I'm going to list Tua as the problem why the Dolphins are 0-2. He probably rank maybe 8th on that list. Now, is he play excellent right now? No, it's not.
He's the highest paid player on the team. I don't know if that matters to you.
So, no, it doesn't, because most quarterbacks are the highest paid player unless they're on a rookie contract.
Most people would argue that quarterback is the most important position in all of professional sports.
Okay, so who's your replacement? What is your solution?
Everyone's got to handle him with such kid gloves, like, oh, we can't blame him. It's not, you know, like. It's not fair.
You can't blame him.
He paid $250 million to be the franchise quarterback of the Miami Dolphins. Like, why do we have to handle him with kid gloves all the time?
One, he's not going to get paid $250 million. Two, his contract is only real until 2026. So that means you've got one more year of real commitment. I only count guaranteed money in NFL contracts. And two, yes, what he makes puts a strain on the rest of the team, but it does not explain why the Dolphins are poorly built, because the Dolphins are poorly built and have been poorly built even before Tua got his contract. So that's not the reason why the Dolphins have a cheap roster, or a bad roster, or a disconjointed roster. Tua's not the reason why you didn't spend money on cornerback. Tua's not the reason why you decided to go young on defensive line. Tua's not the reason why you traded away Jonnu Smith. Tua's not the reason why you got rid of Jalen Ramsey and Xavien Howard, two players that, by the way, you're still paying for and not little bit, but probably $20 million this season on the tab. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of players. You understand what I'm saying? $20 million in dead cap is a lot of players.
I understand. And I understand that we got a game tonight, and hopefully at the very least, Omar, you will enjoy yourself out there. It's your last time at that, that stadium in Buffalo. So I want to thank you for coming on with us here this morning, and enjoy the game tonight. We'll check in with you either tomorrow or early next week. All right, my friend.
All right, fellas.
All right. Omar Kelly from the Miami Herald.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.